That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios. Hey guys, how you living? You doing well? Good, glad to hear that. Before we move further, I want to thank all of the folks in all of the folks that have tagged me in Screwball Whiskey pictures online, and that really died because I've been curious as to how most people have found out about Screwball Whiskey, and if it was through the podcast or if it was otherwise, and I want to see how far the podcast has reached with the Screwball Whiskey crew. So shout out Timmy Pierce in particular, anywho, for tagging me in that post of finding it out in out west. Thanks for doing that, buddy. And shout out to our fine people over at Screwball Whiskey. Go to screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwball Whiskey. Get you a bottle. Search Screwball Whiskey on Google. I'm not sure if they have purchase links on website yet, but they are definitely distributing nationwide now, so there's no excuse why you shouldn't have a bottle of Screwball Whiskey in your liquor cabinet right now. Screwball Whiskey, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, Screwball Whiskey. Please go. Oh, yeah, shit. Content warning. So our content today, I started off complaining about this dipshit kid who was at the gig tonight, who was really annoying and just said some very just things. Once I say these things, I know I'm going to be getting messages galore of like, dude, I can't believe that kid said that shit to you, man. It's true, but you'll see what we're talking about shortly. Audio folks, and speaking of audio folks, please go to the YouTube channel and check out the video if you haven't done that. And if you strictly listen to YouTube, I suggest you subscribe on the audio as well, because the audio is a little cleaner, it's a little more organized, and it sounds more like a podcast than the video does. The video is more just, you know, just so you can see behind the scenes. But anyway, I talked about that. I talked about another woman who was there. Just a few things with the gigs where I was just quirky about things. And then I talked about picking up garbage off the beach on my beach walk, and just how people are just pieces of shit that don't know how to pick up their own garbage. And I talked about that. And then we started talking about cell phone services and cable services and spending money on stuff and insurance and all these other cool things. And I was having a chat with my buddies Kevin and Bruce in the YouTube chat. And that's another reason why you should check out the YouTube chat, so you can follow along with the comments, so you can read the live chat and see exactly what I'm responding to throughout the podcast. So please do that. Also, really, really appreciative of our international listeners. Thank you guys from Russia, our Ireland, our Switzerland's, all of our international listeners. I thank you guys so much for clicking this podcast and listening to me ramble about bullshit that doesn't matter. Thank y'all so much for doing that. And hopefully some of these things might matter one day that I ramble about. But until then, please go to mistuffpodcast.com, and there you'll be able to find links to all the social media, at Yonder Wizard, at Kelsey Hudgens on all the platforms, and then at mistuff on all the other platforms. So do that. So anyway, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, episode number 160 of mistuff. Enjoy, motherfuckers. Yeah, I wanted to go ahead and have this done, but my phone was dying. Oh, I have to leave that open, don't I? So that it's up there. Okay, fair enough. So yeah, my phone was dying, and I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to get this thing done before a while ago, before now, while it was still fresh in my mind, because a few things happened. We're gonna do these things in chronological order, as I do most things. So we had this gig tonight, and by we, I mean me and Smitty did this duo up in Cherry Grove, and it's always a cool spot. The folks there are always really, really cool. Tonight was strange. Tonight was a weird crowd, and when we first got there, there was this guy who he went and talked to Smitty for a minute, and I don't remember anything. Like, I don't pay attention to stuff that people say, because we get so many people trying to talk to us. It's usually the same conversation. It's either, hey man, I got a buddy or a cousin or an uncle or insert friend or family member who plays music, and they want to have a conversation with you about music, which is a normal going rate for a conversation or whatever. Anyway, otherwise it's, hey man, I play a little guitar. You don't need no help, do you, or nothing like that. And I'm like, no, we don't. But anyway, so he's talking to, like I said, the conversations are usually the same. People really don't change much from place to place, and you'll figure that out one day. But anyway, this dude came up to me and said, hey man, ain't but two of y'all in your band. I said, I know. I'm in it. He's like, man, you don't need no help. I was like, nah, man, there ain't but two of us. We got everything we need. And he said, man, you need a drummer? I was like, no, I got a drummer. And he's like, you need no lead player? I said, no, man, I play leads too. And he was like, but man, there ain't but two of you. And I laughed, and I was like, you've never seen this before, have you? And I say that because, like, people who haven't seen us before, they don't realize that, like, we don't come with a whole lot of equipment. But once we start playing, the consensus amongst the crowd is like, shit, y'all make a lot of noise for two people. And we really do. And even for three people, like, we make a lot of noise for three people with acoustic guitars and djembe, man. Anyway, this guy says, man, I've always been in, like, four or five piece bands, at least a three piece, at least three people every time, you take up, you go on the stage. I was like, man, we don't really need that. We don't really need that kind of shit. We don't need it. And it's that simple. Like, we could pull off what we do with what we've got here. And this motherfucker, y'all, those who know me real well, I can't wait to, I wish that I could have like a camera reaction to y'all's face when you hear me say what he said to me. And those who know me well know that this is like just hilarious. So this dude, after I say, man, we could pull off everything we need to pull off with just the two of us. And he's like, well, man, that might be why you're still here. And I was like, the fuck do you mean by that? And I literally said it just like that. The fuck do you mean by that? And he's like, oh, no, I don't mean nothing by it. I just, that might be the reason why y'all still playing here. You ain't made it yet. And I was like, what's your definition of made it? What you think made it means? And he didn't know what to say to that. I was like, well, what do you think made it means? Like, do you think like having your music played on the radio, or having people show up to see you play every single time you play somewhere, or what's that mean to you? And I was like just I kept asking him stuff like that, and he started stumbling over his words. I mean, I know it sounds like that, bad when I say it like that. And I was like, yeah, it does. It sounds like, you got a problem with the way that we're doing shit right here. And so, one, if you're talking about, and by the way, this guy played music. He was a musician. He was trying to ask me if I would let him play with us tonight. And he was basically trying to say, like, oh man, I just have trouble finding a band. I have every single time I get, somebody close, to making a band with somebody, something happens and it, falls through. And y'all know me, I'm going to say what the fuck I think. And I was like, bro, you sure it ain't you? Have you thought of that yet, man? Maybe that it's you. and he didn't know what to say, you know. And I mean, at this point in the conversation, I'll tell you what I do. I will give every person the benefit of the doubt while we're having a conversation. I'll give every person the benefit of the doubt, and I will be kind to you. I will give you the same respect that you give me. But once you, like, say something to me like, well, maybe that's why you're still playing in bars in Cherry Grove and you ain't made it yet, then you want to be an asshole. And if you want to be an asshole, I can play that game better than you. And, dude, I was like, dude, you haven't thought about that? And now I said it in such a kind way to where he couldn't be mad about it. I mean, I guarantee you that mother, and I hope he watches this, you motherfucker. I'm sorry. Forgive my language, y'all. Forgive me. I know I'm a little more brash than I usually am, but this piece of shit. I hope he watches this. But he says, and like, I say, man, you sure that it's not just you? It might just be you, man. Like, because I'll tell you, man, you go up and you ask a band if you can play with them, 90% of the time they're going to say no. And he's like, oh, more like 97%. And I was like, yeah, I was being kind with the percentages, but you're right. 97% of the time they'll say no. And they're right to say no. And then he was like, well, how about this, man? How about when y'all take your break, can I play a couple songs on your guitar? And I said, no. Just simply no. Like, there's no explanation, no. And then he looked all defeated and shit like that, and I don't give a shit. I'm sorry. Look defeated. You've been a piece of shit at this point. And you should know better as a musician. Which leads me to believe that you're not a musician. You're just a fake. You want to be a musician, and you're not. But I was like, this is my girl. I'm the only one that touches her, and I'm a jealous man. And he's like, man, everybody says the same thing. And in my mind, I'm like, why the fuck do you keep asking then? But the point that I like told the dude, I was like, man, if you like, after I like toyed with him for a minute, Jesus, that is so good. There's nothing like water. There's nothing like water, guys. Anyway, after I got done toying with him for a minute, I was like, seriously, dude, like, I'm gonna level with you. I'll be honest with you, man. I was like, dude, I've been doing this thing for a long time. I said, this is the only job that I have. A lot of other artists can go on the road and they can take these big bands and these big productions with them. And yeah, they'll make a shitload of money, man. But you know what? They've got to pay road crew. They've got to pay road tour band. They've got to pay lights, sound, production, road crew. They've got a lot of expenses. I said, man, I can sit down here and drive an hour away from my house, tops, most days, and I can make about as much money weekly as a beginning rate artist who has quote unquote made it makes. Like, that's why I asked you. That's why I asked the dude. I was like, bro, that's why I asked you, what does made it mean to you? And I said, because I've already made it. I work by playing music. I don't have another job. I don't go punch a time clock for some motherfucker that's going to make more money than me. And I'm not going to slave away so that somebody else can get rich. I'm not doing that. I am doing this thing. I've made it. I've done this. And you know what? I've said it 100,000 times. If I end up playing music in the Myrtle Beach area, all on the Grand Street and here for the rest of my life, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it. And I don't, that's the point. That's the problem that so many people have. And I'll get back to my, what I was telling this guy in a second, but I had one of these random thoughts. That's a real problem with what people have, like a real problem that people have with the things that they do. like, if you get to the point to where you have a problem with the thing that you're doing to make you money, then you're probably not doing the right thing. If you get a job to where you're comfortable and you're happy doing what you're doing, then you can do that for the rest of your life and be content. I don't believe that people should do that thing that they hate just to make money, because then you're living. I shared this Facebook post that you guys should go look about a fisherman, about a guy who goes out and fishes, and then this, like, blah blah blah. It's a long story. I'm not gonna try to even come close to explaining it to you. You should go read it off my Facebook page. But some people are just happy with less. And I told this kid, I was like, you are looking down on what I do here because you would do something more in your life with this, or you think you would, but I'm the reality of what you want to do. Like, you don't realize that, like, you all you want to do is, inevitably, you want to show everybody what you can do. You want to show everybody that you can do these things. And best thing I can tell you to do, I was like, do you hit the open mics? And he was like, yeah, go to the open mics. I was like, dude, hit your open mics. Keep going to your open mics. Stay in the game. Hit up your open mics. That's what I started. I was hosting an open mic to start with. That was the beginning of my musical career in Myrtle Beach, was hosting open mics. When I first moved to Myrtle Beach, I will say this. When I first moved to Myrtle Beach, I did a couple of coffee house gigs at the Living Room where Brian Rossler was hosting the open mics, and I played a few of the open mics with him. But my first actual gig, like a regular gig that I was getting, was hosting open mics a few years later. And I was like, dude, you go in there, and if you start, you know, showing your face and making your name recognizable, make them come to you. If you keep going around and asking people if you can basically be in their band, they're all going to say no. Because no matter how good you are, the fact that you have to ask to be in a band or ask to play says something for your talent. Whether or not you could be the most talented, you could be more talented than anybody in this area. But if you keep asking to play with people and keep asking to be on stage, keep asking to be in somebody's band, then, dude, you're just setting yourself up for failure, because that's not the way this is done. You can be talented, but nobody will ever know if you keep doing that. And I'm saying this to you because I hope this kid watches this thing, because I really tried to drop some wisdom on him there at the end after I got done. Like, you know, he was scared shitless because he realized he had kind of pissed me off by saying, you know, well, maybe this is why you're still playing down here. And I was like, motherfucker, I'm still playing down here because this is what I want to do. Sup, Kev? But yeah, how dare you? How dare you come at me and say, maybe that's why maybe that's why you still haven't made it yet. And I was like, dude, just back the fuck down. What you mean? What's made it to you? You remember that? You remember that that interview with Bob Marley? Where they asked Bob Marley, you've done pretty good. Are you a rich man? Are you wealthy? And he was like, what do you mean by rich? What do you mean by rich? And he's like, you know, what do you mean by rich? He's like, do you have a lot of possessions? He's like, possession make you rich? And Bob Marley was just so otherworldly when it came to that thought process. I hear you, man. Oh no, I know. I'm just venting, man. I'm just ranting. I know there ain't no reason to explain myself. But this dude was like he was talking above his pay grade, way above his pay grade. And I let him know that. I put him in check and was like, dude, like, I'm doing this thing down here for the better part of a decade now. And if you want to know how to get to where I am, I can tell you how to do that. And it's not by doing what you're doing right there. You can't just go around and invite yourself on stage with people. You can't just go around and do shit like that. You've got to cut your own teeth. You got to make your own way. And you've got to be the kind of person that people want to play music with. Doing what he was doing was not the way to do the thing that and to get to the end goal that he wants to get to. You can't get to that end if you can't get to that end doing shit the way you're doing it, buddy. But anyway, conversation was over. It is what it is, and I turned around and there was this there was this hot girl that was there with I think it was her parents. I don't know, she might watch this too, I don't care. But we were talking, we had a conversation, a little conversation, like I got there and I set up early and they were sitting there the whole time and I walked in and Kevin, and I vent too much too, and right, people do think maybe sometimes you're asking for help, but we do all need to vent. We all got to get that shit out. And then I'm not asking for help. I'm not asking for pity or anything like that. I'm just saying these things here so that I don't carry this energy with me and take it out on somebody else that doesn't deserve it. That's a good little relationship that I have with myself and my thoughts. And I think that everybody should do that. Just vent every now and again. Get it out, Kevin. To hell with them. If they want to help you, let them help you. But yeah, man, so you don't want to carry this energy around with you and put it on somebody else that don't deserve it. You know, I have a history of doing that in the past, and I found a way to fix it, and that's what I'm doing. But anyway, story was over, and I turned around, and Hot Girl's dad was like, "Hey, man, can I play on your equipment over there?" Because he was listening to the whole conversation, apparently. And I just had a conversation with them about, man, I'd rather... I said, some people might call me an asshole and somebody might, you know, say I'm a dick or something like that, but I'd just rather be real with you off the bat. You know, I'd rather be honest with you off the bat, and maybe you'll think less of me right now, you'll think more of me later, and that's more important to me. I don't care what you think of me right now, but further on down the road, you know, you put some good thought on it, you'll be like, man, you know what, that he might have been a dick, but shit, he was at least up front. He was honest with me. And I'd rather be honest or right, truthful, right than liked. I'd rather be right than liked. And it really is better than stressing out. She gone, man. It's they left in the middle of the gig. I missed my opportunity to get information or anything from her, but I'm not worried about that anyway. But anyway, turn around and me and Hot Girl were talking after her dad. Me and her dad laughed about the deal. Can I play on your equipment? I was like, man, I told you, dude. I'd just rather be honest. I'm too lazy to lie, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you that, you know, I ain't gonna sit around and, you know, say something that I don't mean. I'm gonna say pretty much exactly what I mean right off the get. Me too, man. I'm honest to a fault, bro. I really am, dude. I'll say what is exactly what is on my mind, and usually that doesn't really come down bad on me. I would say that it's been a lot. There's been more good come of that than bad. I just have so many friends and so many people that I communicate with on a regular basis who will sit around and just beat around the bush about something and not say exactly what they mean. And I actually have been saying that a lot to one friend who actually listens, and you know who you are, friend. I love you. But just going, being outright as soon as you hear something, or as soon as you need to get, as soon as you need to pass on information, pass on all the information immediately so that it can't be misunderstood. And that's something that I just do naturally. That's something I do naturally. Like I will tell somebody, like, usually, like this dude earlier was just being forceful about asking me to get on stage and shit. So, I mean, I simply said no with no explanation, but usually it's no, because if I let you on stage, everybody else in this room then sees that as an option, and I just can't have all of these, you know, so you see these 50 people that are in this room, say four of them play music just like you. If I let you play music, the other four are going to come up and try to play music, and I can't have that because this is my job. I have to have control of this. The stage is our stage. The band owns the stage for now. If we do not have control of this, then we're not doing our job properly, and we're here to work, you know. And that's one big part of telling the truth, Kevin, is remembering lies is just too strenuous, man. When everything you're saying is the truth, you don't have to remember anything. And unfortunately, with liars, is most of them are too stupid to remember what they said, so they could say something one day and then the next day something completely different. And they don't even know. They don't even know that they've lied because they're just so used to it. It's so second nature to them to just tell a lie. It's so second nature to them to just fucking lie about something and not worry about, you know, not worry about the consequences of later. They don't care about when they have this conversation again because they don't think that far into the future. They just think about right now. Right now is all they care about most of the time. And that's such an ignorant way to go about life. But we're not here to talk about that. I ran on truth a lot. But had the conversation with Hot Girl and her parents. Her name was Taylor. I know her name was Taylor because my guitar's name is Taylor. And the dad was like, I asked her, I said, what is your name? She said, Taylor. And integrity is calming. My brother Kerry, Kevin, used to say, a man of integrity is a man of integrity even when no one is watching. And I like that. But I was like, my guitar's name's Taylor. And she turned around and she says, he said his guitar's name's Taylor. And the dad was like, that's exactly the right thing to say. And I was like, no, man, it really is. I grabbed my guitar and I pulled the things off the top and I showed him the headstock and it's a Taylor. It's got Taylor on it. And he's like, it really is. I was like, man, I told you, man, I don't fucking lie. I ain't trying to come in here and spit no fake game or no bullshit like that. Like, I ain't about that life. And then, honestly, all up until that point, I didn't know that that he was the dad. That was the point where he was like, yeah, well I'm her dad. You know, well, I'm her dad. So, and then he said something else that I didn't really understand. And then I was just like, yeah, you know, I nodded. And he was like, you don't know what to say about that. And I was like, dude, I don't know what you said. Like, I don't know what you said. And I was like, I was too kind. I don't know what you said, man. I guess I was just too kind to ask what you said again. But I was like, man, I'd rather be straight up front with you right off the get-go. Like, I'm a crazy person. I'd rather be as crazy as I'm ever going to be the first time I meet you. That way you know what the fuck you're dealing with. And this, if you know what you're dealing with, everything's better. He did. He was a good guy. He did like me. They made it a point to, like, get my attention as they were leaving to, you know, say bye. But I was in the middle of a song, so, I mean, I couldn't, like, necessarily stop and say, hey, at Yonder Wizard on Instagram. Because that's what we do now, right? We know phone numbers. Yeah, and Instagram. Yeah. But, nah, they were cool people. And it was a good gig. But when we got started, we started playing the song, Be Free and Be Yourself, Kevin. 100%, buddy. We got started, and this dude who kept asking us, this kid who kept asking me all these things about getting on stage and joining the band and talking shit about why I'm still playing music in Cherry Grove, and the whole time he's sitting there, like, hollering, like, as we're playing music, he's just being loud as shit, just super duper loud, like the kind of loud that takes the attention away from the band. And not to say that everybody there to see us, but we do really well at this bar. And I got stopped by no less than five or six literal groups of people who stopped me as I was carrying equipment in. We've been waiting here for you. We're excited for this. the band in this area, Cornbread Band in Myrtle Beach area, has been doing this shit for a while. We have a nice pull in this area. We have a good crowd at every gig we play, and people show up to see us at every gig we play. We've been doing this thing for 10 years. This is our 10th year. And, dude, it's just, yeah, 100%. Solid local following. We got a great local following, and people are here to see us, man. So, yes, you're taking attention off of what the people are actually here to see. And it pisses me off so bad. What really pisses me off about the thing is that the dude just kept hollering, "Give us some Waylon. Play some Merle." We started off with Merle Haggard. Then we did like a Waylon Jennings song, because this dude liked old country. And he was sitting there looking at me. I'm wearing shorts and flip-flops and stuff. Like, I wish I could, Kevin. I wish I could have him removed. And I even made it a... But I'm usually pretty good about, like, kind of embarrassing these people enough off the microphone, dude. Like, I watch so many videos of, like, comics and hecklers. I watch a lot of comedians and stuff like that all the time on YouTube, and just how they deal with hecklers. And I was like, we're two songs in and we already got a heckler. And this fucking moron didn't even know what a heckler was. He kind of started looking around like I say, oh, we two songs in and we already got us a heckler. And he starts like looking around and stuff, like trying to figure out, I guess, what a heckler is. He doesn't realize it's him. But he just wouldn't be quiet. You're right. He just wouldn't be quiet and just kept heckling us. And it was annoying. And I told him, I was like, bro, just like, I told him beforehand, I was like, dude, just like, you gotta back off a little bit. But right, everybody else knew, like, he was the only one in the room that was acting like this. You know what, I didn't even notice this until then, but this will come into play later. Mental note. I saw the guy looking around, has no idea what a heckler is, and then he starts, like, just singing. I strum a chord, and he starts singing something out in the crowd. And then Smitty's like, dude, this dude's got to shut the fuck up. Like, he's making me lose my fucking mind over here. And I was like, I know. He's an idiot. Nothing we can do. And then a few minutes later, he carried on just like he was. And the other guy at the table was like, y'all boys is killing it. And, yeah, drunk. He was drunk, but he wasn't like... But maybe because I'm sober, it was different for me. And I say sober, not with weed, but like not on alcohol. I wasn't drunk, and maybe me not being drunk kind of makes it look differently for me. But yeah, he was drunk. And the guys that he was with were like, yo, boys is killing. They were all just like, no offense to simple Southern people. But this dude, they were just simple country folk, just very simple-minded country people. And nothing against that. A lot of my family and a lot of my friends are just simple-minded country folk. But, man, this dude took simple mind into another fucking level, man. And by level, I mean he dropped it down a bunch. Dude got up. He got up, went inside. And by the way, we didn't take a break. We don't take breaks on some gigs. We'll just play straight through and take our breaks at the end. And the bartender actually asked us to do that tonight. And that's really cool. I enjoyed doing that. But anyway, dude, man, got up and went inside. And as soon as he got inside and the boys that he was with were gone, I was like, man, I just want to let y'all know I'm so glad that guy that was sitting right there in that spot is not there anymore, because I was about to lose my mind. Like, I was about to lose my fucking mind with this guy, dude. He was just would not stop, would not shut up. And everything was fine in the world. And then... Yeah, right. You know, no homo. I appreciate that. I'm healthier, man. I'm trying to do that, dude. I'm trying to do everything, man. I've been walking. I've been going to the beach every single night for the last eight nights or whatever. I've been going to the beach every single night and walking a little bit more than a mile. I've been trying to do more than a mile. I did more than a mile tonight for sure. I almost did 2 miles tonight, I think. I walked farther tonight than I've ever walked before. Yep, 1.9 miles. Yep. Can you see it? 1.9 miles today. But yeah, I did that, and but anyway, I have been working on myself and my career. I appreciate you noticing that, man. That's literally why I've done it. I don't do it for recognition. I don't want that or that's not the core of why I'm doing that, but that's got a lot to do with it. So I definitely appreciate you noticing. But yeah, so this guy is gone now, and now there is this drunk woman who, and this doesn't get real bad till the very end, where they keep asking like all kinds of stuff. This, if you keep showing up, something will happen, right? But she just, as the night goes on, she gets drunker and drunker and drunker, and she keeps coming up and just being annoying and like asking for corny songs, and then we'll play something, and she's like, we played Red Hot Chili Peppers, and she got up and danced with this woman whose birthday it was, and she was like, I don't know nothing about no Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Smitty on the mic was like, well, you just heard Red Hot Chili Peppers. She was like, that song that y'all just played, that right there that I danced with that woman over there with was Red Hot Chili. I'm not making this up, y'all. That was almost verbatim. We had so many people hollering Freebird, bro. This place we were at tonight is definitely a Freebird bar where so many people were yelling Freebird. It's almost laughable at a point. But I told him, I was like, listen, I'll tell you what we're not going to do tonight. I said, we're not going to do Wagon Wheel. We're not going to do Tennessee Whiskey. We're not going to do any of that horse shit that you could hear in the on the radio in the car on the way home. You can hear that shit anytime you want to. We don't have to play that because you guys are, and I even said it on the microphone. I was like, you know, most crowds want to hear the same 12 songs over and over. They just want to hear the same 12 songs they've been hearing for fucking 30 years. And they're fine with that. But I can't do that. And I was like, most people like don't look at it from our viewpoint as an artist. They don't look at it from the viewpoint of like, we have to play these songs. The jukebox don't give a shit that you make it play the same song 6 times in a night. But a human doesn't work like that. We don't like that shit. But anyway, I got to the point to where after they got done talking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I was like, well, when you get home to that rock that you crawl up under, you should try to find out some, you should try to look for some Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then later on in the night, she kept going over to this table of these people who were really kind. And she was just, and not many people noticed the things that I noticed, but everybody sitting down at this table was different than her. She was loud, obnoxious, aggressive, talking like not mean, just loud and obnoxiously and aggressive, talking to this table full of people. And this table full of people was just too nice to, you know, they were too nice to be like, hey, you know, can we carry on our fucking birthday here? Like, it's this woman's birthday and they're having a little get together, and obviously this woman is trying to intrude, and that's how it was. But yeah, right, 100%. Got to play what you need to play. We ain't no bullshit. We ain't pushing no fucking space bar. We ain't got no iPod. We showing up with fucking wooden strings, man. We showing up with that shit. We showing up with that hitter. Tell them, Theo Vaughn, that hitter. So she kept like talking to this table full of people, and this table said something about motorcycles, and she was like, I don't have no motorcycle, my husband's got a motorcycle, but I can't stand it. I don't know why he's got one. And I was like, I know why he's got one. And her husband heard me say it, and he looked at me, and I was like, I'm just picking on you, bud. And he didn't laugh or nothing. But he knew. He married to this woman. He knows what she's about. He knows she's aggravating this shit. And you know, I'm sorry, women, ladies, I love you. I know I got a lot of y'all out there. I know I got a lot of y'all out there that I love you and y'all love me and Barney song, all that bullshit. But there ain't but one thing in this world that can instantly sober up a drunk man, and that is a drunk woman. Take your time, Kevin. I got just a few more minutes of talking. I'm trying to keep this thing around or under an hour. But yeah, and by the way, while I got this little break in thoughts here, if you guys are listening on audio, please, I invite you to come to the YouTube channel and check out the YouTube channel so you can actually see this thing go down, and also you guys can watch the chat so you guys can know exactly what I'm responding to, which I'm pretty good with my answers. I try to like put the question in the answer so you guys kind of know what I'm talking about and you can piece together what the comments are. But if you guys are interested in that, please go to the YouTube and click subscribe. I'm trying to get the subscriber count up to 1,000. We're right under 340 now, 335 or 6 or somewhere around there. Also, I am $50 away from getting Norm MacDonald to do a cameo for this podcast. My stepmom dropped $100 on that thing today, and my sister and one of my buddies dropped 50 apiece. We got $50 left, and we will be able to get Norm fucking MacDonald. Norm to do a cameo for this podcast. I don't know what I want him to say. I don't know if I just like give him an idea and he just goes and norms it up, or if I'm supposed to like actually write something, which I'm pretty good at writing, so I'll be able to like write something Norm, you know, something Norm-esque for him to read for the podcast. But I kind of want him to have fun with it. I think that'd be funny. But anyway, $50 away from getting Norm. So there's that. But anyway, the funny thought that I had that I made a mental note of earlier when I was, when I had that aha moment was this obnoxious lady sat at the same exact table as the obnoxious kid. And I notice weird things like that. Like, I wonder if there's just something weird with that table where whoever sits there is just going to be fucking obnoxious, which I don't know. Maybe the kid, he did sit there very first. Like, he sat there before he even came up and talked to us. So I noticed him sitting there. He kept like eyeing me. He kept like doing that thing. You know how when you're somewhere and there's somebody that you can tell that if you make eye contact with them, they're going to start talking to you? Because they're like primed up. It's like they'll, anytime they see your face like move anywhere towards their line of sight or anything like that, they kind of start, you know, like leaning up like they're going to try to get your attention so they can talk to you. He was doing that, and I'll ignore the fuck out of shit like that to no end. I will do that forever. But he got Smitty whenever Smitty walked up, but then he got me after. Anyway, I'm not giving that kid any more airtime. I hope he watches this. I hope he like Googles me and finds this, and you know. So the gig went well. All in all, it went well. We played 3 hours solid, and got done at 9, and then I made a couple of stops on the way home. After, I'd say we got done at 9, and I made said stops, and I got home probably around 11:45, I would say. And I just farted. That was nice. Got home at about 11:45, and that was good because I usually get out on the beach at about midnight. And 11:45, I got home. I dropped the equipment off, and before I lost my will to do it, I just went ahead and went right back to the beach. And I got out on the beach and started walking, and it's about a half a mile from where I park to the pier. So parked, went out on the ocean, walked to the pier, and these last couple of times I've walked, I've just been kind of really tired. So I've gotten to the pier and I walked under the pier and maybe 20 yards and found a seashell. I pick up a seashell every time just as a way to count the days that I've gone. And I've got them in a cup holder in my car. I'll eventually move them out into, like, I'm gonna get a vase or something to put them in. But anyway, I walked. I usually do that, but tonight I walked past the pier, and when I walk past the pier, it's kind of well lit right there in that area. It's pretty dark elsewhere, super dark elsewhere. You can't see anything, but the pier's well lit. So that's where I usually will, like, spot out a nice seashell or something like that. And I always get a broken seashell because I'm a broken man. I'm a broken man. I want broken seashells. You know, I'm broken. I'm broken. I really am. I'm a broken dude. I'm trying to fix myself. Slowly but surely is working. And, but anyway, yeah, I usually feel like a broken seashell. So I start looking down when I get to the pier and I notice little plastic spoon. And I was like, really, guys? How hard is it to just take your shit and throw it in the trash? I'm all about recycling, but if I have to choose from a plastic spoon being thrown in the trash or on the beach to be washed into the ocean, I'm gonna choose the trash, obviously. But I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck this. I'll take care of this. Welcome back, Kevin. I'll take care of this. I've done this a couple, like, yesterday. Last night I saw a Mountain Dew can on the beach, just laying on the beach. And by the way, if they were gonna slip sterilizers like to sterilize people from having children into everyday beverages, gonna go out on a limb and say Mountain Dew would probably be at the top of that list. Side note. But yeah, people are irresponsible with their own trash, 100%. So I was like, all right, don't worry about this. I'll take care of this. I'm a good hippie. I'll bring this home and recycle it like I did that Mountain Dew can yesterday. So I picked up that spoon and I got to walking down the beach. I actually walked further than I've ever walked tonight. And my granddad drank Diet Mountain Dew. I don't blame you there. I try not to drink the soft drinks too much, man. I drank the soft drinks every time I would go to, like, a fast food joint. Like, I'd get, like, a Coke or Dr. Pepper or a sweet tea or something like that. But I haven't done the fast food thing but once since I started doing the walking thing. So, well, I did go to Domino's once. That kind of counts as fast food. Man, I just like fucking pizza, man. Just like pizza. But anyway, walked farther tonight than I ever have tonight. And I was recording a live video from the beach, but it kept breaking up. So even if you're watching on Facebook, I was kind of complaining about people dropping trash. It was fresh. I had some good rage in me about people trashing our ocean and trashing our beach. And I was like, if y'all come down here, please just take care of our ocean. Like, y'all know y'all, I know y'all just come down here for vacation and y'all treat this place like the rental car that it is. And I say the rental car that it is. I stole that line from Doug Stanhope. He calls this earth the rental car that it is. But I don't agree with that. I love Doug Stanhope, but I just don't agree with that particular point that he makes. Anyway, beside the point, I was just really pissed off at that point, and I did a little live video on Facebook, but it kept breaking up because you're on the ocean. There's no service on the beach, really, so kept breaking up. But anyway, blood pressure issues. Oh, that's just the Bluetooth thing. I could have blood pressure issues, maybe. I could. But I was just real ill on the beach, just picking up people's garbage, and I had just seen this plastic spoon, and or I just seen a water bottle, and I picked up the water bottle, and this was after the video, but the video was just like just pissed off about the spoon, so I started paying more attention. I picked up on the walk tonight a plastic spoon, two plastic water bottles, one of those 16-ounce Silver Bullet Coors Light can bottle things, a glow stick, and a strip of Band-Aids. The Band-Aids I wasn't so upset about. At least somebody's trying to be safe out there. But a glow stick, it's not like you can't see it. It's not like you can't see that you left it there. It was sitting on the beach for God and everybody to see. I saw it walking by, and I picked that up. So by the time I got back to my car, I had two water bottles, this Coors Light thing, this glow stick, the plastic spoon, and the Band-Aid stuff. And I brought all of that home and put it in my recycling bin, and it will go into the commingle soon. But man, how difficult is it to just carry the shit with you? And I know that all of these people, for the most part, when they do something like that, will think, oh, well, somebody will pick it up. Or, oh, well, this one can isn't going to make much of a difference. Or this isn't going to make much of a difference. And, I already think I've made it to that point, Kevin. I've gotten to where I've just not wanted to go, and I'm just lazy, and I was just laying on the couch all day on, what's today, Wednesday? Tuesday, yesterday. I laid on the couch all day yesterday and did nothing. But that's probably a big, big thing to do with it, Kevin. People don't watch their kids, too. But still, I really feel bad that these folks just come in here and they're like, oh, you know, I'm sure this one Coors Light can won't make no difference, or this one water bottle won't make a difference. But when you have a beach full of people that do that, and this was like spread out. This wasn't like I didn't find all this stuff in one spot. This was like spread out all the way. And oh yeah, you gotta have a day of nothing. That nothing is my favorite thing to do. I'm like Winnie the Pooh there. I love that. Nothing is my favorite thing to do. But yeah, so I got all of this shit picked up, and I brought it back to my car, and I put it all in my trunk because it was an open container technically, and I don't even drink, so I don't want to get caught with an open container. Trying to explain that one away. Yes, you smell like beer. Yeah, well, it's because I dumped out a fucking Coors Light over here and half the shit blew back on my fucking shirt, which it did. And I was like, I even had that thought. As soon as that shit blew back on my shirt, I was like, fuck, now here I go getting pulled over on the way home by some dude who's just like, I'm going to get me a DUI tonight. But that's what the cops do here. I got pulled over by a state trooper here right in front of my house the other night. A dude said he clocked me at going 57 and a 45, which is bullshit because I don't do that. I set my fucking cruise control, dog. I know exactly how fast I was going. If you got me at 57 miles an hour, that means you clocked me before the 45 mile an hour zone when it was still 55. And, yeah, right? Like, and I was like, this motherfucker, but this is really how they do this, Kevin. 1,000% this is how they do this. The dude clocked me. He said, I got you going 57 and a 45, which 100% horse shit. He clocked me. If he clocked me at 57, he clocked me at 57 more than a mile away from where he was sitting when I was still in a 55 mile per hour zone, because I'm, one, slowing down because you're parked in front of my house, dude. He's literally parked in front of my, like he's like two roads here. The I live on this road. He's parked on this road, and they're simultaneously like, and there's businesses in here. He's parked like right here, and he's parked right here, and I'm living right here. So I'm slowing down to turn into my house, and he pulls me over on my road and asked me where I was coming from. I said, Cookout. I just got some food from Cookout. And he was like, where you been before that? I was like, I played a gig at, where was I that night? I can't remember. I think I was at Garden City Pier that night. I played at Garden City Pier that night. And he's like, oh, the reason I pulled you over is because I clocked you at doing 57 in a 45. And I said, really? And he said, just give me a second and I'll be right back. After he told me that, I was like, really? He's like, give me a second and I'll be right back. So he came back and he had written me a warning. And the warning doesn't have any of the speeds or anything on it. If you get a ticket in South Carolina, what they'll usually do is they'll say, I clocked you at blah, 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 but I dropped that down to blah, whatever, so you don't get like a driving too fast for conditions or reckless driving charge. And it's just a simple speeding. So this dude brought me back a warning which didn't have the speeds on it that he clocked me at, which one leads me to believe that it was bullshit that he clocked me at 57 and a 45, because that's just, anybody who's ever ridden with me or followed me anywhere, dude, I'm a grandpa, bro. I drive like an old man, and I'm proud of that shit. I drive like an old motherfucking man. I ain't in no hurry to get nowhere. It was bullshit. Yeah, you watch my streams. That motherfucker. You know what? I've been thinking about this recently, about that time that I got swatted. I wonder what that was all about. I really wonder what it was that I did to warrant my little 200 and something subscribers to get swatted. Oh, you know what, Kevin? You're right. I do. I've got the Progressive app because I've got Progressive insurance. That shit monitors every time I get in my car. Every time I crank my car up, it's got that little, what's it called? The snapshot to save me money. I've got the snapshot app on my phone that like monitors your driving. Dude, that thing is legit. I got, and it sort of gets used to your way you drive and your style of driving, so it can tell when you get into a vehicle with somebody else when you're not driving. When I first got that app, I would check that shit like once a week and get like updates emailed to me where it would say, okay, you had five hard brakes this week. You had three fast accelerations. And, yeah, dude, Kevin, I really dig Progressive, and they did me right. My insurance is only like, granted, it's just me. You know, I'm sole driver and just me, and I don't have a lot of tickets on my record. I think I have all the points on my license, so they got me at like $160-something a month to start off with. But after a month of having the snapshot, my shit dropped to like $111 or something like that, $110 and some change. And no, we can't find out who called Kevin because they didn't call 911. They called the actual police department, and it's apparently like a pain in the ass and a lot of money and very expensive to find out who did that. The only thing that we could find out was the guy called. He had me swatted and had somebody in Statesville, North Carolina, also got them too. Yeah, Progressive's been good to me, though. I would suggest going through them or giving them a shot at least. But and especially if you drive anything like I do, you can turn the snapshot. You can apply for the snapshot, and they'll monitor your driving habits. And dude, I just remember one time I got in the vehicle with Smitty on the way to a gig, and like I got a notification later on that night, like you had 20-something fast accelerations and 15 hard brakes. And I was like, no, I didn't. And then I realized that, oh, shit, you're crediting me for Smitty's driving. But it was pretty funny. I don't even think I ever told him about that. He is upset when I talk about the driving. Sorry, dude. Sorry. There ain't nothing in the world wrong with driving like a grandpa, man. You get to where you're going to go safely is more important than getting there on time or quick. What's up, Bruce? Bruce in the house. Bruce, they had some open wheel modified racing on television tonight at the gig I was at, man. I was explaining to people, I was like, dude, I never thought that I would be at a bar in North Myrtle Beach or Cherry Grove, South Carolina, with open wheel modified racing on television. Like, man, what's the world coming to, man? They're putting open wheel modifieds on TV. But that's beside the point. But yeah, man, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Like I had so many times where I would be driving and just knowing that I'm being monitored all the time and having that to go look back to, like I'm even more aware of what I'm doing. So like it knows where you're driving just because of location shit and just computers. It knows where you are at all times. It knows what the speed limit is where you're driving. It knows if you're speeding. And I don't always do. It was pavement. Man, them open wheel modifiers on dirt though. That's just fun. But it was asphalt. Yeah, it does. It keeps me in check. It keeps any driver in check. But I will say this: I don't do the exact speed limit. I'll do three to five over. I do 3 to 5 over the speed limit. One. My cop buddy tells me that if he ever sees anybody that's doing the speed limit or under, they're doing something wrong and he wants to pull them over. If he sees somebody doing 3 to 5 over, he knows they're not breaking any laws and they can go on. So I've always done 3 to 5 over the speed limit just because I don't, you know what, if you want to pull me over for 3 to 5 over, then so be it. But yeah, so this thing got to the point where it was like, dinging, it would like, I had my notifications turned on for it, and it would ding when you were like when you were speeding too much. Like it would give you like a 5 mile an hour grace, like a window or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, if you ever got anything above that, it would ding. And I don't know, that shit, I got used to having that app on my phone, so I just don't do that shit anymore. And not like I ever did. I got all my speeding out of the way early, man. I got, when I was a kid, like having my permit and my day license, dude, I had like 2 points left on my license at one point in my life. I drive like a bat out of hell everywhere. I grew up at the racetrack. So I was just trying to do that in life. I was like, man, I'm gonna get out here and I'm gonna I'm going to show them some Kevin Harvick. I'm going to show them some Terry Labonte. I'm going to show them some shit out here on 95. But still, that's beside the point. I know I veered off from what I was saying to begin with, but I knew the way I got into this story. I think I just circled my way back from this wormhole. I knew that I was going to get pulled over on the way home tonight, and I was going to have to get out, and I was going to tell the dude, can I just do a breathalyzer, because I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this test, and you tell me that I failed this test, and then I will be charged with a DUI when I haven't had anything to drink in almost like in 3.5 years. And, oh yeah, 100%. Drive like a kid. That's exactly what I used to do. Really? That's interesting. Verizon has a hum it plugs into your car if your kids have. If I had kids, I'd have one. Oh, yeah. I get you there. Yeah, me too, man. 100%. Got to make sure them youngins are staying safe, especially this day and age, man. I think we were worse kids. But the kids today are doing way worse things, I feel like. Yep. I have cell service through Verizon. Dude, not only that, I have cell service through Verizon. And here's a little freebie I'll give you guys. I know I'm going to wrap this up here in just a second because it's about to be 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Yeah, I have Verizon, and I have it set up through the My Verizon app, and it drafts my account $50 a month, $50 a month, and I get unlimited call and text, and I think I get 12 gigabytes a month. 12 gigabytes a month, I think. I guarantee you were, man. I couldn't do it. Dude, that's why I want to have kids one day, but I want to wait until I get a little older and I'm not so, like I'm just so terrified that something's going to happen. And I'm sure that might be the same whenever I get a little older. But I just feel like I might be a little calmer about certain things then. And I don't know. I think I'll be a cooler dad if I'm a little older. But anyway... Yeah, man, the $50 a month, and I think I get 12 gigabytes of data and unlimited call and text for $50 a month. I try to get my brother-in-law and my sister and them, and they're like, oh, that data would be gone and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, you like on data everywhere you go? Y'all don't use no Wi-Fi ever? Because I use my phone a lot, and I like listen to a lot of YouTube videos. Like on just about every drive, I've got Wi-Fi turned off, data turned on, and I'm streaming YouTube videos the entire time. Grown and gone, 5 grandbabies. Them grandbabies going to be driving soon, Kev. But yeah, I watch YouTube a lot, and I never go over my data. Never. When I used to get like 3 gigabytes of data, I would go over by like, I say my average, I'll use 5 to 7 gigs a month. You know, like when I would have the old plan, what was like a $45 a month plan for unlimited everything except 3 gigabytes data, and they would give you a free gig of data. So you got 4 gigabytes of data and unlimited call and text for like 45 minutes, or $45, I mean. That $50 thing is awesome, isn't it, Bruce? But yeah, for $50 now, I get like, I think it's 11 gigs and 11 or 12 gigs. Actually, I'll tell you exactly how much then. I might have said these things wrong. But yeah, like I was just thinking, I use my phone a lot, and I watch a lot of streaming stuff. No, a Note 10. You know that I'm holding an iPhone in my hand, cousin? How dare you? Yeah, so I have 10.32 gigabytes remaining with 4 days left. I got 4 days left in my plan, and I have 10.32 gigabytes left on my plan right now. And like I was like my brother-in-law was like, yeah, dude. And I was like, Sarah will use that in a week. You know, Sarah, my sister, she'll use that in a week. And I was like, dude, y'all ain't got no fucking internet, man. Y'all doing data everywhere you go. Because I hook up to Wi-Fi at home. If I'm not at home, I'm on data. Home is the only place I use Wi-Fi. I'm on data everywhere else. And yeah, use a hotspot while you're out. I know those Verizon hotspots are pretty good. That is a lot of data. Like, I got, yeah, 3 days left in the cycle, and I got over 10 gigs of data left. And I'm like, the entire time I'm driving, I'm streaming podcasts, I'm streaming YouTube playlists that I've got. The whole time I'm driving, I'm usually listening to like a Rogan or something like that. But it's pulling from data. It's pulling from that. It's like, and I'm using YouTube. I'm not listening to like the podcast apps. I mean, it's like YouTube, like actual streaming the video data. And I haven't run out ever. And I've tried to tell them, I'm like, dude, y'all would save so much money. They were talking about how high their phone bill was. And I was like, man, I know a lot of people like to, you know, think that they're, you know, you got the best way figured out on how to do shit. But I mean, I'm just trying to help, man. I mean, I've been doing this shit a long motherfucking time this way. And the dude, I paid $120 a month for my phone, just me through Verizon for however long I did that. And I had to pay for my phone. I had to buy my phone like a, it wasn't like one of those things where they add the phone payment to your monthly bill. It was just, really? $10 a month, that's it. Yeah, it's not as fun. You gotta see that shit live, man. I don't like to do that shit. I like to be able to, like, because I don't know, if I'm not into it, I could just flip to something else. Like, there's a few podcasts that I'll listen to for a little bit, and then I'm like, I think I want to watch something else now. Like, I watched one of my new favorite podcasts is called Resting Bitch. It's Allie Makovsky. She's one of my favorite comics. She's hilarious. She's opening for Joe Rogan a bunch and Ian Edwards a lot. She is killing it right now, and she's just hilarious. She's got a good podcast called Resting Bitch. It's pretty good. Ooh, yikes. Is that for multiple phones or just yours, Kevin? Because that's about what, actually, no, my, I ain't trying to put my folks' business out there, but theirs was more than that by a significant amount. And I think they've got three phones on their line. And I was like, dude, three phones, that's $150. You know, resting bitch, Allie Makovsky. It's, I could find it. It's one of my favorite podcasts I've been listening to lately. And, she's funny. She's just good. She talks about really crazy shit. She was 21 years old when she started doing comedy on Kill Tony. When she started doing, being a regular on Kill Tony. And she's got 1,050 subscribers. I was subscribed to this girl's channel when she had 60 subscribers. Did I get it? But yeah, she was a regular on Kill Tony when she was 21 years, before she was 21 years old. And the Comedy Store, I just put a link in the chat there. Her channel's good. She's good. She's only got like 6 episodes so far, so it's, and they're short. They're like, I think they're all around 40 minutes or so. Yeah, they're all right around 40 minutes. God, she's good, man. But oh, I hear you. Watch TV when you're supposed to be working. It happens, man. Yeah, okay. Well, 3 phones for 120 in bad, in band there. But yeah, anyway, the Comedy Store wouldn't allow her to come back and do stand up anymore because they have like 20 strict 21 and up laws. So she couldn't come back and do it. But when she turned 21, they had her back and she became the regular on Kill Tony again. And they ended up letting her, you know, start doing that. And she started just doing really well. She's got a knack for it. She's a great comic. And people started paying attention to her. You know, she got the attention of Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan started taking her on the road with him now. She's going back to, like, Portland with Rogan next weekend. She's done Vegas with Rogan and Ian Edwards. And just a lot of comics that I respect. And she is part of that group. And we've communicated over Twitter, like, and shit like that over the last few months. Just over Kill Tony stuff. And just she's awesome. She is great, and I've been listening to her a lot. I listened to one of her podcasts on the way to the gig and another one on the way back tonight. My phone was dying. But, God, it was so good. She's so good. Resting Bitch is the name of that podcast. It's really awesome. Anywho, yeah, man, I'm constantly playing videos on my phone and shit, and I got like 10.32 gigabytes left, and I was like, man, I'm trying to just help people out, man. I just want to help. That's all I want to do. Networking. That's right. I never think of that word. I guess it's because I'm not a networker. I'm not exactly a networking type person. Maybe I could be. Am I? Have I crept into that world where I can start using things like networking? Oh, bro, I will never go over. I will never go over my data. Like, I don't remember the last time I did. Maybe I do. See, that's the thing. Maybe I have gotten to the point to where I'm actually doing networking and stuff like that with people. Is that what it is when you're just a? It's the best coverage for the money, 1,000%. I know a lot of friends that are like, that look at it like it's straight talk. Like, men don't want to do that straight talk shit. Me neither. That's why I have Verizon. They're like, oh, but you go through the cards, don't you? I was like, yes, but it's Verizon. Like, and the balls on Verizon, dude, the Verizon people must be walking around with fucking cantaloupes between their legs on how they can give me all the service that I get for $50 a month. That was a fart. You hear that? For $50 a month, they could give me all the service that I get. $50 a month. And then they charge other people $120 a month for the same phone. Like, that was what mine was. Kev, you probably, you've been with Verizon for a while. You get, like, grandfathered in on a decent price, and a lot of places used to do that. And by the way, another thing too is I have Spectrum cable, and I've had Spectrum for a while, and I've asked them, I don't know how many times, like, can you please, you know, keep my bill where it was? Like, who's that? Oh, Jesus. Eddie Bravo on Joey Diaz Church of What's Happening Now. Have y'all ever watched the Church of What's Happening Now? Joey Diaz. Oh, yeah, well, those Sprint deals with being grandfathered in, those are pretty good. And Sprint's got pretty good coverage. Not around here, but elsewhere, Sprint's pretty solid. Eddie Bravo on Joey Diaz, Church of What's Happening Now, that just dropped. That's worth a watch if you guys ever watch that. Joey Diaz is the shit. But anyway, I'm glad you said that because I forgot what I was saying. I have Spectrum cable, and every once in a while, Spectrum will go, they'll raise your bill up, and they'll be like, oh, well, we can run you another promotion for another 12 months. You just have to ask for it. And I'm like, well, if you could do that, then why don't you just do that? I've been with Spectrum since they were Time Warner way like a while back. Like they'll just raise your shit up and they'll be like, well, I swear to God, bro, I got my fucking bill one time and opened that shit up, $160. And I'm like, my shit just went up $30. That's a lot of money. $30 is a lot of extra money on a cable bill, man. Like, dude, if you keep getting $70 light bills and then all of a sudden that bitch shows up $100, you're going to notice a big difference. And, right, some people don't pay attention. I talked to my stepmom about that. And I hear you, man. See, that's the thing. You got to keep, right, you have to keep the bundle. You got to call the people and act like you're going to cancel it. And that's exactly what I did. My stepmom, like, she's like, she'll sit on the phone with people for hours if it'll save money. And, dude, I looked at my bill one day. It was $160. And these motherfuckers saying, oh, well, you know, your promotion ran out. Your 12-month promotion ran out. So we can run you another promotion for another 12 months. And I was like, so when this 12 months is over, I'm just going to have to keep a mental note to call you guys back and tell you to run me another promotion. And they were like, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, well, if you can do that, then why don't you just do that anyway? Why don't you just run the promotion from me? Like, take this. You say you got this phone call recorded. Take this as my verbal, you know, permission to run me another promotion whenever this one is over. And they were like, well, it doesn't exactly work that way. And I was like, well, that's a problem. These people who spend however many years it is with these things, I've spent, I don't know, the better part of, shit, 7 or 8 years with Time Warner Cable. And then Time Warner Cable flipped over to Spectrum, and now I've got Spectrum, but I've been with the same company for however long I've been with them. And now they're trying to run my bill up and shit like that. Like, don't do that to me. I've been with you guys for so long that you should take care of the customers that have been with you for longer. If you want to gouge somebody's eyes out, you ought to do that off the bat. Like, do that off the bat to the new customer and say, you know what, you guys pay this $160 a month for 12 months, and after 12 months your bill goes down to $130, and then after 12 more months your bill goes down to $100. And I've talked, dude, I used to have for $130 a month, y'all. They really do. They take care of the new customers with the deals and take advantage of the long-term customers. How do you sleep at night doing that shit? The nuts that they have to have, cantaloupes between their legs, man, to do that shit to people who have given you hard-earned money for years and years and you just want to keep taking more and more from them, that's fucked up. By the way, when I first got the thing, my bill was $130. I rounded it off to. It was $120 something. But $120 something bucks, I had HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, Epix, MLB Network, NFL Network, all of the sports channels, ESPN Classic, ESPN 1, 2. Classic, West, I had everything. All the movie channels, all the sports channels, everything. $130. Then it comes around $160. Well, what if I cut out the movie channels? I got Netflix, I got Hulu, I got a Fire Stick. What if I cut out my movie channels? Well, that'll save you $15 a month. $15 a month? You mean to tell me that I'm only paying $15 a month for HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, and Epix? That's some bullshit. I asked the lady on the phone, I was like, if I were to get just internet, how much would that cost me? She said, just internet is $69.99 a month. And I said, okay, so $69.99 a month plus $15 for all of the movie channels, that's putting us, we're at $95, right? $85. That's putting us at $85 right there, right? So between $85 and $130, the rest of that shit is basic cable. Like, I'm paying an extra $45 a month for basic cable. So that means that I could get just basic cable and internet for $100. And they're like, no, if you want to do basic cable and just if you want to do basic cable and internet, that's going to be $120. And I'm like, that's what I was just paying for all the stuff. And they were like, oh, no, but there were promotions for movie channels and stuff like that. And I was like, dude, I don't give a fuck about the movie channels. You take them. I don't give a shit about it. I said, I would agree if I could get my bill to stay a certain price that it will never move from. I don't care. Right? Who does it? I'm bad at math anyway. But that's just fucked up the way that they do people like that, man. Oh, dude, I've got a PlayStation 4, Kevin, and I'm just about ready to cut the cable and just do the YouTube TV for $50 a month. It's like, I think it's $49.99 here where I'm at. And if I do just internet and that, I think that I'd be fine, because the only thing that I use cable for is to watch the Braves games. And I swear to y'all, I can click my cable box on and click my TV on, and my TV is always on the PlayStation input because I'm always on YouTube. That's how I watch the majority of my shits, YouTube. So if I go and turn my cable box on and my TV on and hit the source to the cable box, it's on the channel that the Braves game is on. That is literally all I use it for. If I have somebody coming over or something like that, I might throw ESPN on just to have something on in the background to, you know, make conversation over. But that hasn't even happened in forever, because I don't really care for having people over much. I like being home alone. I enjoy this. But man, they just don't get it. Good on you for that, Bruce. Good on you for that. Yeah, the prices on things are just stupid. They make no sense. Like, the fact that you can get a 2-liter beverage for just a couple of pennies more than you get a 20-ounce beverage for. They really will. They will bend over to keep you. If you get to the point where you're talking to them and you're like, listen, I can't do this anymore. I can't afford this. Y'all keep raising the prices on me and you don't tell me anything about it. Y'all keep raising the prices with no notification. I get letters in the mail all the fucking time about how to upgrade my service and how to upgrade my shit. But I don't never get one motherfucking letter telling me that y'all are about to raise the prices on me if I don't call back and ask for another promotion. And that's such bullshit. And I actually haven't recorded the last conversation that I had with Spectrum. I recorded it through here. I talked through the computer and everything. But I was like, y'all really have raised the price on me, and for no good reason, no explanation. I've been giving you guys over $100 a month for the last 7-8 years, man. Like, this is a lot of money if you do the math. And if there's anybody that you guys should take care of, it's me. It's, and not me specifically, but the person who's been with you for 7 to 8 years. And you keep raising the price on it, and I think that cable knows that. Oh yeah, 100%. King size candy bar is 15 cents more. But oh yeah, 100%. You have to record. They're recording. If they're recording, you should record. I record everything, bro. Anytime I have like a customer service call, I will cut my fucking computer on before I do any of that shit. I'll cut my computer on and I'll be recording everything. They're like, this call may be recorded for quality assurance. And that's it. You know what? It says that on both ends. This call may be recorded for quality assurance. If you're doing it, I'm doing it. If you're allowed to, I'm allowed to. So yeah, I record all that shit. But man, they just don't take care of the people that they should take care of. And they don't give a shit. And I believe that they know they're on the way out. There's only so much more time that the cable companies have. Cable is on its way out. They know that they're on their way out. The YouTube is running the game right now in the TV area. Like, YouTube TV is about to be running the game. And then a lot of people have those jailbroke Fire Sticks now, where they can get anything they want for free, and you can watch even movies that are in the theaters, and now everybody's doing that shit. And, man, cable companies know that they're on the way out, so they're just trying to make any little bit that they can. If it were up to me, if I were the CEO of Spectrum, I would figure out a way to make a deal with, say, YouTube TV, and make Spectrum TV, like, offer YouTube TV and internet. Just sell the internet and the YouTube thing. One, because you'd be the cool guy that did it, and you would get a lot of the younger people's business just for being the cool kid. Oh yeah, I got YouTube Red. I've had YouTube Red since before it was called YouTube Red. I had it when it was YouTube. What did they call it before they called it YouTube Red? It was like YouTube Plus or YouTube Extra or something like that. Something weird like that. But I've had it ever since they offered it, I got it. When it was like $5.99 a month or something like that. And now it's $12.99 a month, which I'm totally fine with, man. I'll pay that $12 all day. Yeah, and you know what? All those cell companies that are offering Hulu and Prime, etc., for free, everybody's going to those places because they get it. Oh, yeah. Well, the newest SpaceX thing, because the last one exploded, right? And they're launching another one. I got a notification on my phone day before yesterday, or yesterday, I think. Maybe last night even. Yeah, those SpaceX things, they literally are going to put cable out of business. If those things go up and they're offering all this shit for super cheap, like on the download, super cheap, cable companies are going to be fucked. And if it weren't for the NFL Sunday Ticket, DirecTV would have been under years ago. And is Dish Network still a thing? Does that still happen? But yeah, the SpaceX thing, they're launching another one, because I think it was just two or three years ago that the last one they tried to launch exploded or something happened with it, and there was a problem. But they've spent the last couple years like working out bugs, and they're going to launch the next SpaceX, and I think it's going up in, I'm not going to give a date because I don't know. And I'd rather not say than to say something wrong. But it's definitely going to be in launch over the next couple of months, which will be cool. But yeah, man, I'm getting ready to pull the plug on the cable and just do the internet with the YouTube TV. They've got Fox Sports South and Fox Sports Carolinas, and they've got all that stuff on the YouTube TV, so I think that's really all I need. I just want to be able to watch the Braves live, man. I enjoy being able to turn it to channel 45 when the Braves are on, or channel 52. It's either 45 or 52. And I've done that for so long. See, to think about it now, it's like I've got an emotional attachment to those two numbers, 45 and 52, just to where I know that that's channel 45, Braves, channel 52, Braves. Starlink. Might be. That might be what they're calling it. That sounds pretty spot on. But anyway, I've gone 34 minutes longer than already I wanted to. But we're having good conversations, so I didn't want to cut that out. But fellas, Bruce, Kevin, I really appreciate both of y'all hanging out with me this evening and letting me rant about about bullshit and dumbasses coming up to me acting like he knows what's good, and he don't even know what side of the fucking, he don't even know what side of the pillow to sleep on, dude. He don't even, man, this kid, I hope he works everything out on his own, man. I hope he works everything out that to where he, right on, Bruce. I appreciate you stopping by, man. Late's fine with me. I'm always late. I appreciate that, Kevin. I always enjoy a good talk with y'all. But yeah, man, I hope this kid finds what he's looking for. I hope he grinds it out in some open mics and cuts his teeth that way, you know, and puts in his work and his effort and his time just like the rest of us did. So hopefully he does that. And hopefully people will stop coming to Garden City Beach and leaving their water bottles and Mountain Dew cans and fucking Coors Light cans and glow sticks and plastic spoons and Band-Aids and shit. Hopefully they'll stop doing that. But until then, the sad truth is that I'm just going to have to start taking a bag with me to the beach now and filling it up with shit that people have left. So there's that. Bruce, the new tunes that will be coming next will be part of an album. So all of the new single tunes that I am going to drop have already dropped. But all of those tunes that are coming are going to be coming on an album that is going to be titled That Way Lies Madness. And that'll be over the next few months. I'm either, one, going to have to raise $2,000 to get vinyl copies printed, because I'm doing this album right. I'm getting it pressed on vinyl, and I'm getting a couple hundred copies of that, and I'm doing this the right way. So either I'm going to have to do that, or I'm going to just take out a loan and get this thing done, because I'll be able to pay the loan back with just money from the album sales. And I'm pretty sure that's the route that I'm going to go, is just take out a loan, because it would help me. One, it would help me with my credit card debt. If I could just get a loan big enough to pay off all my credit cards and get this album pressed, I would be able to pay all of that money back with just album money. And that would kill a lot of birds with one stone. And plus, it would almost be like a debt consolidation thing for me. And I thought about doing a pre-order, Bruce, but the only problem with a pre-order is if anything goes wrong, I don't want to be sitting with all of these people's money in my lap and nothing to give them other than their money back. I don't want that, because that's happened to me, that I have, I'm actually not going to say his name because I don't want this to come negatively on him, but a friend of mine who recorded an album, had it pressed on, or was going to have it pressed on vinyl, and he did it through this company. I pre-ordered it. I pre-bought the thing, and it cost a pretty significant amount of money, like for an album. And it was like $50 for a record, and it was going to come with some prints, like photographs, a copy of the vinyl, digital upload certificate, just a pretty much a nice little goodie bag of stuff. And I appreciate it, Bruce, 100%. I'm trying to do this thing to where I would be the one on the hook for the dollars instead of all my fans being on the hook, because that just makes me feel better about it and know that they don't have to worry about loss. It would be me to worry about. I'd rather me worry about loss than my fans. So, but anyway, I know that because of the thing that I've gone through with my buddy. He was a guitar player for a very, very popular band. If I were to name the band that he was in, you guys would be like, oh, shit, that's wild. But I know the guy, and he's really cool, really nice guy, and shit just didn't work out. shit just didn't work out for him, and shit just didn't go his way, I guess, and the company that he was pre-selling his album through didn't deliver or something or whatever happened, and he had to send out emails to us, everybody who pre-ordered album, being like, sorry, this is taking so long, but blah, blah, blah happened with this company and blah, 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 blah. And I just felt like I was getting jerked around, and I never want to make any of my fans feel the way that I felt when I thought this guy was jerking me around. So, and whether he is or not, that was just my initial, you know, reaction to it. So whether or not I was being jerked around is beyond the point, but I felt like I was. I felt like I was being taken advantage of in that situation, and I didn't like that, and I would never want to make anybody else feel that. So anyway, but that's going to happen. But Bruce, have you got into the SoundCloud yet? If you want to go to mistuffpodcast.com, mistuffpodcast.com, the link to my SoundCloud is like right at the top of the underneath the header, like pretty much at the top of the page. It says click here for my original music. My SoundCloud page is there, and there's a lot of my original stuff and a few covers that I really like that I've recorded are there. And if you want to check that out, that might hold you over until I get some official music release. And a lot of those songs that are on my SoundCloud are going on the album. I've just recorded different versions of them, like better versions. Most of the SoundCloud stuff. You know what, Bruce? I'll drop you a link right here in the chat. How about that? Mm-hmm. There we go. Select all, copy. Now we'll go here. Send. Right there, Bruce. That link right there, if you just want to click that link, right under the header where it says hosted by Kelsey Hudgens, click here for my original music is right above the tip jar, which is not required but appreciated, as it says there. I always want to make that clear that I do have a tip jar set up, and it's in the link of the videos and everything. If you guys want to donate some dollars to the cause, this thing isn't free for me to do. So if you guys want to help out at all, that's where you can do it. But I'm never asking for money. That's always something that if you guys feel like you want to do that, that's where you can. I'm never like, you know, I'm not trying to beg. I'm not out here trying to beg. That's why I wanted to make it a point to say not required, but appreciated, you know. I definitely appreciate it. But, yeah. 160 episodes, huh? I guess this is what it's like. I'm pretty comfortable now. I think I've hit my stride. I'm pretty cool with, and I was listening to Allie on the podcast I was talking about a while ago, and I know I'm just rambling, and I'll cut this thing down soon. But I was listening to Allie, and she was talking about, I'm going to be out of town. I wonder if I should have a friend come in and do this podcast for me. You know, in another comic to come in and do this podcast instead of me so that I can release on certain days and stuff like that. And I remember getting to the point where I was feeling the same way, but I was like 100-something episodes in, I think. Actually, no, I wasn't. I was probably in the mid-50s, 60s. And when I actually started like getting serious about releasing on certain days and doing this now and having this set on specific days and whatnot. And I just thought, oh, that's so cute. The beginning stages of the podcasting. Like I miss that. I miss that struggle. Like where I was trying to wonder when I was like finally getting to the point where I was like, dude, we're ranked in the top 1,000. Like, I'm ranking in the top 1,000 of society and culture right now. Like, this is great. Like, I remember being, like, in the 900s, finally when I got to three-digit ranking numbers. And being ranked in the top 1,000 of society and culture podcasts was a huge deal for me. And now I'm usually in the top 60, literally 60 of society and culture. And I was going to say sorry for bragging, but I'm not sorry for bragging. I've put a lot of fucking work into this, and I should brag about it because I'm proud of it. I'm fucking proud of the work that I've done. I'm proud of myself. So, fuck. I'm like, where are we at right now? Let me go look. Let's see here. Podomatic. Today, my ranking is number 47, and I've gone down 12 points, which means yesterday I was number 35. Ooh, new podcast categories. It used to make me go to society and culture, but now I can choose different things. What would it be, though? Society and culture. Wow. Yeah, we'll be updating that category. I'll click that now. But anyway, before I do that, but yeah, I'm like number 47 right now. And by the way, I'm number 994 overall. Now, there's like hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. And I'm number 994 overall, number 47 in my category, which is society and culture. So if I get into another category, then if I get into this other category, like, there's so many more categories to choose from now. That'll change my ranking and whatnot. But I've been in the top 60 for I don't know how long now, so I'm pretty stoked about that. But anyway, I'm boring the fuck out of y'all, and I don't want to do that. So let's go ahead and do the plug stuff. And you know I'm going to try something a little different. I'm going to shoot from the hip on this one. Here's how we're going to do this. Oh, nope, wrong answer. All right, so please go to mistuffpodcast.com and check out all the cool shit that I've uploaded to the website. I've done a lot of really cool work to the website, and I'd appreciate if you guys go and check out my handiwork there. And shoot, Bruce, by all means, go ahead and ask a question. I would appreciate it if you guys would go check out the podcast website. And I've got a blog there. I've got a about/music section with links to all of my music and all the where you can download the stuff and links to my personal social media. If you guys want to go to mistuffpodcast.com to the about/music section, that's where you can find links to all of the social media pages that my personal social media page. The front page of mistuffpodcast.com has all the links to the podcast social media, but if you want to keep up with the most stuff that I have going on, then I would suggest you follow me on personally on social media at Yonder Wizard Instagram, at Kelsey Hudgens Twitter, Kelsey Hudgens Facebook, and yeah, Google my name, Google Kelsey Hudgens, and check out that little ditty that comes up over to the side that's got a picture of me and all of my stuff. I did not, Bruce. I did not, but I heard all about it, man. I love Watkins Glen. I love watching those. I love watching those road courses, man. But my dad and my brother-in-law were bragging about it on Facebook, but I didn't get to see it. But I heard it was awesome. I thought you were going to ask like a serious question, but it's about NASCAR. I love it. Me and Bruce had a long talk on here one night about the race and all that stuff. He's one of the only people I could talk race with. I like that. Nah, man, I love me some Watkins. You know what? I actually did see it. It was on the replay of it was on tonight. The replay of it was on tonight at the gig that I was doing. It was on before that open wheel modified race came on. I did watch it. So not the whole thing. I watched like just, and it might have just been like I think they do a little quick replay of it. But when they do the replays, but. Anyway, I've already gone like almost 50 minutes longer than I thought I was gonna, so I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys get on with your lives, and I really, really appreciate you being here. If you guys want to help out at all, it's not necessary. Do not think that it's necessary. I really just appreciate your kind words and you being here and playing the videos and just commenting and hitting that like button. By the way, please comment on the videos. Please click that thumbs up. That pushes me up in the YouTube algorithm. Good night, Brother Bruce. Thanks for hanging out. Please do that. Please click that thumbs up. Please leave comments on the videos so I get pushed up to the top in the YouTube algorithm, and I'm trying to get that subscriber count up. Appreciate you for hanging out as well. P7, 7th Kevin. But yeah, do that. Google my name. Check out the little thing that comes up over the side. Click all the buttons that you want to click. Follow me on social media. Stay up to date with everything that we got going on in the podcast world. A lot of cool things coming over the next few weeks. There was something else that I was just going to say. But who gives a shit? Who gives a shit anymore? Anyway, if I think of it, I'll talk to you about it next time. Thank y'all for listening to me ramble for a couple hours here. And sorry that I got a little whiny at the beginning there, but what can you do? All right, guys. I love you, and I mean it. Appreciate you, Brother Bruce. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time, buddy. And as always, don't look behind you. There's something there. That's a Sunset Grill sign off. Be good, people. Peace, bitches.